Well, folks, here we are. This is Bill Stewart speaking, and I'm telling you, if my voice sounds a little bit shaky, it's no wonder. After 2.5 years, this is WPBC, the People's Broadcasting Company. Becky and I, my little wife and I, started it 2.5 years ago, and after all of that time, finally, last night, the Federal Communications Commission wired us, says, go ahead. So here we are. Of course, there are a great many things between 2.5 years ago and now. But it'll take you about, 2.5 years probably from now to learn them all. And we're going to have about a 5.5-hour party this afternoon. A lot of the people that have had a great deal to do with Station WPBC's establishment and who are very close to Becky and me are here this afternoon to help us get this program off to a start. And we're not going to have any regular schedule today of programs. We're going to more or less tell you about the shows that we're going to do from now on. We'll be on the air regularly starting at 6:30 tomorrow morning and every day, Monday through Sunday, or Sunday through Monday, or which is the start of the week, Becky? Come on over here and help me.
I don't know whether I can talk straight or not, Bill. I started talking backwards Sunday, and I don't know if I slowed down yet or not.
You know, we had big plans for our, planes, too.
See, you're doing it, too.
Yes. Big plans for the opening. We had a clock here, which was furnished us by one of our stockholders, or two of our stockholders, Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Baker. It's a grandfather's clock, about 70 years old. It's a Seth Thomas, and we were going to start out with having it strike 12. Well, that was all fine, but we were standing out talking out in the reception room. All of a sudden, somebody says, time to go, and we didn't have time to set the clock. Becky, how do you feel today after all of this?
I feel like my knees are made out of water.
Water?
They don't want to hold me up very well.
Uh-huh. Well, it was a hard fight, kid.
It sure was.
Put her there. Well, we must keep the show rolling, so we have, as entertainers, Don Dodge at the piano. We're very happy to have Don with us because he's an excellent pianist. Many of you have heard him. He's played all over the Twin Cities for quite some time, and he told me that he started playing the piano when he was 12 years old. We have Max Sievert standing here who's going to sing. He's a stockholder of the company, and he's going to do a program of Ole Olson. We have T.K. Thomas K. McCrum, who is an old friend of mine from way back. He's going to be an announcer and production manager and so forth. And we have Mabel Baker, who's going to sing for us today. She's a stockholder. And John Ware, our sales manager, is looking through the window, and he says, be sure not to have me on the air today. Well, Don, let's get this five-hour party rolling with a little of your music. We're going to have transcribed and recorded music today, folks, and also some live singing and live playing, we call it, around the radio station. That means that the people right here in the studio are doing it. Don, T for two is a great number, and you do it fine. Good, Don. That was Don Dodge, our pianist at the keyboard. We'll have to start saying at the keyboard of our studio, Wurlitzer, isn't it? Yeah, and then we'll have to charge Wurlitzer for saying it. Come on around here, Mrs. Stewart. Folks, you may be confused today because we have two Mrs. Stewarts in the studio. The young Mrs. Stewart and the younger Mrs. Stewart. This is my mother. Hi, Mother.
Hello, Bill.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. Feel a little weak in the knees, too, like Becky Ann does.
Are you happy to be up here at this occasion, I suppose?
Oh, I certainly am. I've waited for this for so long. I can't find words to tell you how pleased I am. Mm-hmm. And certainly congratulate you and all of your helpers.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, and it's very nice to have you over here. It wouldn't have been right without it. And my mother, folks, is what they call a hostess, a social hostess over at the University of Minnesota. And how did you get away from work today?
Well, it's quite an occasion, you know.
Yes.
And
Is the boss out of town?
No. He was very nice about it and said that I could come. And he sent his congratulations.
That's Mr. Higgins.
Yes.
Well, it's certainly nice to have you up. And you go in the other studio now and rehearse your song.
Okay.
That was Mother Stewart. Well, let's see. We want to get a little more music in here. I think Harry Vos, our chief engineer, has one queued up on the turntable. It's 9.5 minutes past the beginning of WPBC, which was at 12 o'clock. And we'll hurry it along with some music, Harry. Well, that was a very nice number. Caught us right in the middle of rehearsing one in the studio. The time is now 12 minutes after 12 o'clock, and we've been receiving several phone calls. The first call to come in was from Warren Holman. He said he heard us come on the air. I don't know how anyone would be tuned in at 980 on the dial and accidentally hear us come on the air, but he did. He said, "We're coming in fine, and best congratulations to us all," for which we thank him very much. And at 12:05, Helen Hyder called up, said we were coming in grand, best wishes. We would like to know how we're being received technically out in the vast listening audience. If there's anyone listening outside of the Twin Cities, we'd very much appreciate knowing how the station is being received. This is WPBC, the People's Broadcasting Company, 980 on your dial, Minneapolis and St. Paul, and surrounding territory, we think. Have a letter from, or a telegram from Minnetonka, haven't we, Becky?
Oh, Bill, the phone calls have just been pouring in. Nell out there at the switchboard is going to need another arm.
Nell, the belle of the switchboard.
It was a telephone call, Bill. We've had so many here.
From Minnetonka? Oh, good.
Yes, and from Richfield and Bloomington and St. Paul.
Well, we should be getting out farther than that. I wonder if anyone farther than Minnetonka has heard us yet. Introducing WPBC, the People's Broadcasting Company, the Twin Cities' newest radio station, located in Minneapolis at 1133 Stinson Boulevard, which is a nice location.